All right, so we're on swap up tonight. Okay, you know, one thing we spoke about last time about the Halal Gadol is one Tosis I should have done. Michael asked me, how is it that we say? We said that before we say Halal HaGadol, which is what we say in Pesukim Zimra on Shabbos morning, you have to eat something. Michael asked me, well, how come we say Pesukim Zimra? We don't eat anything. Let's look at the top Tosfos. So he says, on Chafab 26a, page 51, the top Tosfos, the top left-hand corner. Shani b'nei mechuzet shchichi b'ashu shechrod. So the Gemara says that Rapapa, he directed them to say Halal Gadol before they broke the fast, because in there, the people were b'nei mechuzet, you know, they'd go out, they'd get drunk, they wouldn't come back. So he says, then Tosa says, "Psukid Zimra, no gim lomar shachrit." So Psukid Zimra, the minhag is we say it in shachrit. V'dafka Psukid Zimra kodem tefila. Only before the tefila we can do it. Aval b'shat tefila in omri matol b'nefesh tefila v'keres malaya. Tosa says, if it's apparently a hakdama to tefila, so we can say it without eating, but to say it afterwards. Then we have to have a full stomach, or, you know, not hungry, certainly. Now he quotes here from just one second. He quotes from the Aladaf. He quotes the Mechokek Safon, explains that Tosos means to differentiate between the recital of Halgadol as an independent prayer, such as after a drought-ending rain, and when it is recited as part of the order of Pesukei Zimra, along with other psalms, other Pirkei Tehillim. The Shulchan Aruch rules that one who comes late to shul should skip parts of Pesukei Zimra, so that he could recite Shmona Esrei with the rest of the congregation. Mechokek Safon deliberates whether one who came to shul late and skipped Halal Gadol may recite it after davening on an empty stomach, since in such a case it's being recited independently and not together with the rest of Pesukei Zimra. The Hagod Yavetz explains that on Shabbos, when soul is in a joy state because of the Neshama Yetera, the added Neshama or heightened spiritual perception that one possesses on Shabbos, and this is the reason why we recite Halal Gadol during Pesukei Zimra on Shabbos before eating. It's a different Hezber. The Hagod says you have your Shabbat Torah. Accordingly, it should perhaps be permitted one who came late to shul to recite Halal Gadol after the davening before he eats, because the lack of eating is compensated for by the presence of the Shabbat Torah. Okay, what do you say, Michael, or that I'm going to want?
You say Halal Gadol in the Haggadah, but that's after the meal.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so we're at the next parak now. Chafah Omen Aleph 26a, the next parak. This is the last parak in the Tanit. This is B'Shosha Pratim B'Shana So he says there are three times, the Tana says three times during the year, the Konim Duchen, they Duchen four times during the day. And the four times during the day that they would Duchen is Shachrit, Musaf, Mincha, and the Ilat Sha'arim. And the three times a year are Betaniyot, if it's a fast day. Uva Mamadot, we're going to have shortly in the Mishnah, that's the contingent of people who would be fasting and davening that the korbanot should be accepted. Ubi Yom Kippurim and on Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara is going to ask that, and Tosfos also has it as well. The Gemara is going to ask, but Musaf, there's no Musaf on the Taniyot. So the Gemara is going to explain that it means that there are three times during the year that we say Duchen at every tefillah, and in that group, there's one, like Yom Kippur, where it'd be four times during the day. Okay? So let's see back in the Gemara. Elohim Mamadot. Now, here, I didn't agree with the article translation. The article translation said these are the Mamadot, but Elu can sometimes be used as like what? You know, Elu. So, and that's the way Rav Kahati had it translated. Elohim Mamadot. Like, what are the Mamadot? So in the Torah in Parsha Pinchas, it's a tzivui that we collectively are commanded to bring the daily sacrifice. So everybody's offering, giving the matzah to shekel. The korban is being brought, offered in the Beit HaMikdash. How can it be? So theoretically, everybody, all Klal Yisrael should be standing by the korban tamid. But that's like a physical impossibility. So Hitinu and Nevi'im Rishonim. So Nevi'im Rishonim and Rashi explains it's Shmuel and David. It's three Yarba Mishmarot. They established 24 Mishmarot, which we've had before in the Gemara. 24 shifts of Kohanim. A Kol Mishmar Mishmar Yomamad Yerushalayim Shal Kohanim Shal Levim Shal Yisraelim. On each Mishmar, there was a Mamad in Yerushalayim of Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. So one of the Mefarshim says it's not really Konim Levim. Yisraelim, the Konim Levim are the Mishmar, and then the Yisraelim are the Ma'amad. In other words, it's going to come out, there's a delegation of Yisraelim who are in the Beis HaMikdash at the time that the Korban is offered, and then Yisraelim in their towns are also fasting and praying that the Korban should be accepted. If time of the Mishmar is the, now they're called on duty, Konim Levim Olim, Yerushalayim. So the Konim Levim, they go to Yerushalayim, that's their Mishmar. And there's again a Mishmar for Levim as well. They also have their shifts. The Israel Shabbatom Mishmar and Transim La'arehem. The Israelim who are in that Mishmar, so they gather in their cities. But Korim B'Maaseh Breshit, they're going to lain from Maaseh Breshit. In other words, from the Psukim in Parshas Breshit about the Briyas Olam. Now, the Gemara is going to explain in tomorrow's daf why, what's the connection with the Psukim from Maaseh Breshit. So the Gemara says in tomorrow's daf, comes out in the days, it says, but for the Mamadot, the heavens and the earth wouldn't exist. It means the Korbanot are essential for the Jewish people, and the Jewish people are essential for the Bria. So the whole Bria couldn't exist without the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. So they read about the Bria. And I'll pause it just a few lines. Okay, then the Mishnah says, and some have the question where these lines belong in the Mishnah. The people in the Ma'amad would be fasting 4 days out of the week. So every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Presumably they break the fast at night, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're fasting. And again, they're davening also that the Korbanot should be accepted, and they have Tachanunim. They wouldn't fast on Erev Shabbat on Friday, because they don't want to enter Shabbos in a state of inui. So they wouldn't fast on Friday. They wouldn't fast on Sunday. It's like too difficult. It doesn't mean literally they drop dead, but it means too difficult to go from like this pleasurable experience on Shabbos to a fast on Sunday. That's the Gemara says too difficult for them. All right, let me just pause for a second. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up? What? Well, it means the Korbanot. In other words, the Korbanot, yeah. But the Ma'amadot are inherently connected with it. All right. I'm not so clear on what Rav Lerner, I mean, this Mefarshim say that the Mishkan was for Kapara for the Maaseh Egel. But the Avot brought Korbanot and Noach brought Korbanot and so but I don't understand exactly. Well, we'll see in the Gemara in tomorrow's daf. But hold that question until tomorrow. We'll see the Gemara in tomorrow's daf and keep that in reserve. Did you want? Right. Yeah. So it doesn't mean literally they die, but it was considered like it was too much of a torment to go from one to the other. So we write. In Achinami, we do have it on occasion, but that's the way that they would handle it. No, Isru Chag is a different idea. All right, now let's take a look. Let's just do the Rashi on the Mishnah and Ila Sha'arim. We mentioned that I should have done it earlier. We mentioned that the Kohanim with Duchen and Ila. Ila means closing the door. Ila Sha'arim. Let's look at Rashi. Mefurish Bevrachot Yerushalmi Perek Tefilat Hashachar. So Yerushalmi brings down the second Brachot. Ematai Ne'ila. When is the Ilyashim and the Ilat Shari Mikdash? Some say Ila refers to when they would close the doors in the Beit HaMikdash. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Yeshimrim and the Ilat Shari Shemaim. Some say it's the gates in heaven are closing. He says, Shinolimotan Eid Erev, Big Mar Tfilah, that they close in the evening at the end of Tfilah. We know, Gimma Yulet Palel Tfilah and the Ila, but Chol Tani Tam, there's some Palel Yom Kippurim. So they would have an Ila on all their Taniyo, like we do on Yom Kippur. All right, now let me just see also. 1 second. All right, let's just do another Rashi. I'll call Mishmar. You see, it's around the 20th line down in the Rashi that they established that on every Mishmar they have Ma'amadot. So in the Rashi, I'll call Mishmar, Arba Avistri Mishmar Shal Konim Ayu, Bushmul B'Dav B'Tiknum. So it was established the 24 Mishmarot by Shmuel and David. I'll call Mishmar Yamamad B'Yushalayim Shekavun Ba'omdim B'Yir Ba'omdim Al Korban Achayim. So there was an established Ma'amad in Yerushalayim, a group of Yisraelim who be fasting and praying that the korban should be accepted, they would also be standing, you know, in the Beis Hamikdash. He says, "Ulevad elu hadrim rishlayim imamado b'chol ir shisrael nechlekul lechavtal imamado keneged arba avis from mishmarot." So in many cities they'd have mamadot, because the Jews are also divided into 24 mamadot that correspond to the 24 mishmarot. Kitani bebrayta shel mimtavido b'hadzana yamama b'shlayim konim l'bim yisraelim. All right, now let's take a look. All right, okay, let's see. I'm going to go further in the Gemara unless anybody has any questions.
Everyone had an assignment to a mama?
That's the way it sounds like, yeah. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. All right, so I'm five lines down in the Mishnah, the wide lines of the Mishnah. Now, the Tana of the Mishnah is going to describe what the Kriyas Torah was in the Mamadot. So it means like this, that on the first day, so they're going to read about Bereshit Bara Elokim Hashemayim V'Aretz, but that's only five psukim. Now they have to want to have nine psukim because they want to have three aliyahs. So you need this nine psukim, and actually the Gemara ends up bringing like you need ten psukim. So they would read additional psukim from Yehirakia. So you know what? Let me just get a couple shot 1 second. All right. So on Sunday, the Kriyas Torah would be. Okay. So on Sunday, the Kriyas Torah would be Bereshis Bara, Tovayera Vayvilker Yom Echad. That's five psukim, and then the Sunday up psukim because we want to have three aliyahs. Then they would read also from the second day. It says Vayom Elokim Hira Kiyah B'Tochamayim. And the two Yom Sheni. That only has another three psukim. It's like eight psukim. So I think the Gemara is going to explain how they divided it up, the eight psukim with three aliyahs. But let's see further in the Gemara. They say, Zayim Shom Brei should be Rekia. The Sheni on Monday, he Rekia v'yikabu mayim. In other words, reading from day two and day three. It's a little bit like what we did during Hanukkah. You know, we had like the scene for more than one day, so we could put all the aliyahs in. But Shlishi, yikabu mayim v'hi morod. On Tuesday, they read the Kriyas Torah for Tuesday, which is Yikabu Mayim, and they read also the Kriyas Torah for Wednesday, which is Yikabu Mayim. For being Yimorot Vishrutu Mayim, same idea, but Chamish Vishrutu Mayim, Vitotseh Haaretz, Vishishi Vitotseh Haaretz, Vayichu Hashemayim. Parsha Gedolah, Queen of Tebeshnaim. So the larger Parsha, they would put two aliyahs, two Parsha, one Parsha is larger than the next. So the larger Parsha, they put two aliyahs in, Vakana Biyachid. Now, b'shachri b'musav mincha nechmasim v'korin alpian korin et shema. I didn't read right. I'm sorry. B'shachri b'musav. Now, the Gemara's got to have a question where b'musav belongs. So, but the maskana Gemara is going to be not today's daf. And this is the way that Rav Tati had it. But that's going to be a shachris and a musav. So, with shachris and musav, they're going to have the Kriyas Torah. If this is the day with musav, and that's the way it'll go. At Mincha, they would walk in and recite it by al peh. They would recite the psukim by heart. So there's a question, you know, like Rabbi Lieber was mentioning this, that, you know, well, right. So so it comes out, if you're doing it like for another, for a different mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah of Limud Torah, so then you're allowed to say ba'al peh. That's what he was saying. So, like sometimes there's different psukim that are said, but it's not a mitzvah per se, or only in Talmud Torah. So then you could do it ba'al peh. So he was mentioning there's a Rabbeinu Yonah, which Rav Schechter mentioned, that he quoted Rav Schechter. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that the korbanot, like in the davening, you can mention ba'al peh. Because the korbanot that you mentioned in the davening is not for purposes of the Talmud Torah. It's to be yosef the mitzvah, and so Rabbeinu Yonah says he implies that that's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say the korbanot each day. So Rav Schechter holds that, and Rav Leibowitz repeated this as well, like that that if you have a choice between suki d'zimra and the korbanot, you should go for the korbanot. In other words, so let's say yeah, baruch shemar asher yishtaba, but now I think I'm going to have more time, so I mean I'll evaluate before I begin suki d'zimra. So it's better to say, I spoke to Rav Schechter about this in the past. He said, like, it's important to say the Korban Tamid and to have that Mishnah of Ha'ola, you know, for the Mishnah with Ha'ola, Kaddish Kaddishim. That's important to say. What? Say again, what? Right, right. And then the Mishnah with Ha'ola, Kaddish Kaddishim. You know. Right. You should try to get that in at least, okay? Now, Erev Shabbat the Mincha, Loya Nefasim Dei Kodesh Shabbat. Now, Erev Shabbat the Mincha, in other words, they wouldn't be saying the Mamadot, wouldn't do Tachanunim because of Kodesh Shabbos. Koyom Shesh Bo Halel, Ein Bo Mamad. Now, if it's a day that has Halel, does it mean the Halel without Musaf? So it means during Hanukkah, so there's no Mamad there. So no Mamad, the way Ritva understands it, I think, is it means no Mamad in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the other places they could have a Mamad. And the idea is, the Rashi says everybody's so busy with the Hallel, they don't have time. So if you look at the Rashi, the fifth white line, for Yom Shesh Bo Hallel in Bo Mamad Shachrit, Matashim Yishlayim Lo Yom Palim Al Korban Acheyem, Shesh Bo Hallel, Pishen Lam Panayim Asa Mamadam, Shkorin Al Hallel, and it was Hallel apparently took up so much time, they don't have time for the Mamadot, Li HaHallel Yidokin Al Mamad, they push it off. He says, Kliyom Shesh Bo Hallel in Mamad B'Shachrit, Korban Musaf, I'm sorry. Korban Musaf, Ein Ben Eila. If it's a day with Korban Musaf, then they wouldn't say Ma'amad at Eila. Korban Eitzim, if it's a day with the Korban Eitzim, which we're going to come shortly to the Beis HaMikdash, that there were certain days when people contributed Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Ben Mincha, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now, the idea is that if it's a day with Musaf, or it's a day with the Korban Eitzim, that again, everybody's so busy with Korban Musaf. So if you look at Rashi, 1, 2, 3, the sixth wide line of Rashi, Korban Musaf, Yom Sheish Bo Korban Musaf Yerushalayim, Ein Bo Mamad B'nei Ila B'Yerushalayim, of course, came B'mincha, Smucha Musaf. So if there's Musaf, so there's no Mamad B'nei Ila, and there's no Mamad at Mincha. The Fisha Yitzurudim and Musaf, they're also busy with this Musaf. Sheish Bo Lakri B'Himot Yotir Mitamid Shuechad, there's so many animals. Every Musaf has got at least two animals. There's no time. Shakonim Shalmama, true to the Musaf. Konim, they're busy taking care of the Musaf. The Israel Shemahan, the Yutrudim Lachtova, eight similar Shovayim. Sounds like they put the Israel to work, cutting wood and drawing water. The Doche Afil Mama Danila pushed away the other Mama Dot for the day. And then Korban Eitzim, again, this is that somebody's contributing the wood. So Korban Eitzim and Rashi, the next Rashi says, I'm skipping a little bit. Korban Eitzim, Korban Mincha, B'dochem Amad Samachlo, B'shal Ne'ilam. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Two lines, okay? He says, Amalo Ben Azai. So Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, Kachay Rabbi Shua Shonah, that the rave Rabbi Shua taught was Korban Musaf, Ein B'mincha. There's a Korban Musaf, we're not going to have Mamadot B'mincha. Korban Eitzim, Ein Ben Eila. Chazit Rabbi Akiva, Liyok Shonah, Ben Azai. So then Rabbi Akiva agreed with Ben Azai. So Rabbi Akiva's shita was that Korban Musaf was not at Mincha and not at Eila. In other words, the whole day gets cleared out according to Rabbi Akiva. And Korban Eitzim, Ein B'mincha. So when Azai said that Rabbi Shua said, Korban Musaf, it's Ein B'mincha, but apparently it would be by Ne'ila. It was only a bump of one Sfila. Korban Eitzim, Ein B'ne'ila. And Korban Eitzim, no Ne'ila. Okay. And it was not Korban Eitzim Ein B'mincha, but Korban Eitzim Ein B'ne'ila. Okay, what do you want to say, Michael?
Outside of Yerushalayim.
Right. Some farshim want to say that that's only true for the Mamad that's in Yerushalayim. But let me just check if we had a blurb. I mark it off. This is right. He says the Ritva says, I mean, the Raiva, the exemption applied. Now, the first exemption was 24, the Korban Eitzim Ein B'mincha. One second. Right. So first we said, any day that has Hallel. So the Ritva says the recitation of Hallel includes all members of the Mamad, even those outside of Yerushalayim, the Hallel. The Ritva, however, agrees with Rashi in the case of the other exceptions listed below in the Mishnah, dispensations apply only to Mamad members in Yerushalayim. So they're getting off the hook. Others, however, maintain that all the members of the Malbat, along with the entire population of Yerushalayim, would go out to greet the family that was bringing the wood, dishonor according to the family, supersede the recitation of Malbat services. All right, anyway, let's take a look back at the Gemara. All right, so the Gemara says, now, Zmanat Sekonim Ba'am Tisha. Now, we mentioned that if there was a Korban Eitzim that pushed off the Ma'amad, so now the Gemara explains, Zman Eitz Sekonim Ba'am Tisha. There's 9 dates during the year, which are Zman Eitz Sekonim Ba'am. In other words, those are the dates, a Yantid, when people would donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, V'chad ben Nisan b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. Now, it means like this, that when they came back in the time of Ezra Nehemiah, so wood was very scarce, and some families came forward and agreed to give wood. So they gave the wood, and then as a result of that, so the Chachamim established that each year on their that they have certain dates. So on that day, they'll have the zechus of giving wood, even if the Beis HaMikdash is filled with wood, they have the zechus of bringing wood that day, and the wood I assume would be used in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the yontif for that family member, right? So Bechad ben Nisan, Bnei Arach ben Yehuda. On the first Nisan, the yontif was for Bnei Arach ben Yehuda. And it says ben Yehuda, I think he was quoted from the Tosfos Yontif, it means that they're from the Shevet Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin are the only ones who are there, going back and now when they're coming back. It says, Stream B'tamu is Bnei David ben Yehuda. On the 20th, Tamu is Bnei David ben Yehuda. And Rashi says, it means descendant of David HaMelech. But Chamishabah Bnei Parosh ben Yehuda. The 5th of Av, Bnei Parosh ben Yehuda. B'Shibabo, the 7th of Av, Bnei Yonadav ben Rechav. Again, this is when Tishbav was Yantiv then, because it's during the time of Beis HaMikdash, so even though it's getting close to the date of Tishbav, still Yantiv. Ba'asarabo, on the 10th of Av, Bnei Sana ben Binyamin. If you remember, we had the Gemara, earlier, that remember when, Tishbav came on Shabbos, it was Nidche, and they said Bnei Sana ben Binyamin, they broke the fast. Okay. The Chamishasar Bo, we had it here in Tanis. Okay, so Chamishasar, just give me 2 minutes, and then I'll pause, okay? So Chamishasar Bo, on the 15th of Av, Bnei Zatu Ben Yehuda, Bahem Konum Levim Chumishah B'Shifto. So it means that everybody who knew that his family was involved with this, they didn't know which family member he's part of anymore, that would be their Yantiv. So the Gemara is going to explain. Gon Bei Eli are the, sounds like people who stole the pestle. Venei Kotzei Ktiot, the people who were like cutting up the figs, the fig cutters. So the Gemara will explain what's going on with that, but not today's daf. And that's all one family, the Venei Gon Bei Eli and Venei Kotzei Ktiot. Be'es Trimbo, Venei Pachat Noah Ben Yehuda. Be'es Trimbo Elu, Venei Adin Ben Yehuda. Be'chabe Tevei, Shavu Venei Paroshnia. On the first of Tevei, which is Rosh Chodesh, Bnei Parosh repeated again. The Chabateve Loya Bomamad. So the Gemara explains that on Rosh Chodesh there was the Ma'amad, and that's obviously during Chanukah as well. Shebo Halel. You've got three things against it in terms of the Ma'amad. Bnei Halel. We learned to say Halel. So then there's no Ma'amad. And the Korban Musaf also no Ma'amad. The Korban Eitzim also no Ma'amad. Okay. Now it's the question of our which was the. Okay. But we mentioned it. But we mentioned it here in Tanit. We had it here in Tanit. Okay. All right. Now let's take a look. All right. So now the Gemara says, these are a famous Mishnayot. I'm sure you've heard it before. Chamishasvarim midrov tainu b'shabbat sarbatamas v'chamishabbat tishab. The Talmud says 5 things occurred to our forebears on Shiva Sarbatamos and 5 things on Tisha B'Av. The Shiva Sarbatamos front page on the top line on 26B the top line. The Shiva Sarbatamos Nishtabru Luchot. So Nishtabru Luchot, that the tablets were broken when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai, he went up on the 6th of Sivan and he came down on Shiva Sarbatamos. So 40 days later. So when Nishtabru Luchot, Uvatel Tamid, the Korban Tamid ceased during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. And there's a Gemara about that, the end of Sota, whatever. So it says, Uvatel Tamid, Lufishagazra Malchut Gezerim Adak Bivod. You know, actually, the Gemara mentions at the end of Sota, it mentions an incident that took place in terms of Horkness and Aristobulus. and they were in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So I don't know if it happened in both Batei Mikdash, but the Batel HaTami, the Tami couldn't go forward anymore. Behuvka Ha'ir, that the wall of the city was breached in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Actually, it gets a little complicated. You see, the Navi says that the wall was breached on the ninth of Tammuz. So on the second Beis HaMikdash, then it was on the 17th of Tammuz. So there's different ways that we could address that. You could either say that indeed took place on two different dates, and we don't have a fast on the ninth of Tammuz as well, because the Korban Bayit Sheni is more common to us, more stringent for us. That's one way to say it. Or the other shot you could say is that they made a mistake in the calculation. And really, on the first Beis HaMikdash was also the 17th of Tammuz, but the Navi is recording it the way, according to their mistaken calculation. The Saraf opposed the most of the Torah. This person opposed the most, he burnt up the Torah. The Hamid Selim Behechal. So Rashi learns, if you look at the Rashi, Hamid Selim Behechal, Shemido Menashe. The Menashe, who was Chizkiyahu Melech's son, he's a bad king, he put up a Selim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, those are five events that took place on Shabbat Sarba Tammuz. The Tishba of the Zarab Sinishal Yifan Sula Arts. And Tishba of Zera was that our forebears couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael. Remember, the Meraglim come back. It says, you know, Batisak Balam, Ekolam Balailahu. Everybody wailed that night. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're doing a Bechia Lechina. I'm going to give you Bechia Dorot. Says, the Chorav Abayi for Rishon HaMashinia. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed during the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. You know, Kedah Beitar, the city of Beitar was destroyed or conquered. That's like around the year 135. He says, Venech Rishah Ha'ir. Means the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. All right, those are the five things on Tisha B'Av. Okay, any questions, comments, or anything so far? Chazal say there is a Mara and says in Shabbos says Yeshkoach Shibarta that he says that he says you put the Lukot Asher Shibarta. But Chazal teaches that he was holding it and it became too heavy for him, and it fell from his hands. It was like when he saw the egel mecholot, it was like it was too difficult for him to hold it, and then it fell from his hands. So nishtabru, they were broken. All right, let's take a look back at the Gemara. All right, so we're on line six on Chavo 26b line six. Okay, Mishnah Chasav Matim B'Simcha. When the Matim Av comes, we're Mamayit B'Simcha. So that's like the equivalent svar. We have like the Gemara learns Masechet Megillah. Our next Masechta is Masechet Megillah. So we say Mishnah Chasav Adar Marvim B'Simcha. When the Matim Adar comes, we increase Simcha. So the Sfarchema says, the simple pshat is why are we increasing Simcha and Adar? For Purim is the simple pshat. So the Sfas Emes says that it's because the Shkalim were brought in Adar. In other words, in Adar, the Mashmin al Shkalim al Kalayim. In Adar, he announced to give the Shkalim. For Purim, we mentioned the Sfas Emes once. He says that the Mashmin al Shkalim al Kalayim. So if you say the pshat the way the Sfas Emes has it, so then it's an analog to this. In other words, so when they collect the shkalim for the korbano, that's made a simcha. That's Mishnah Chazadamar simcha. Now the basic mixture is being destroyed, so Mishnah Av Mamatin the simcha. Now Shabbat, Shachat Tishbab with the Opetocha, now the week that Tishbab, so Shabbat Shachat, let's say Tishbab was on a Thursday, so for example. So Shabbat Shachat Tishbab with Tochab would be beginning on Sunday, Asurman Saper Melechabet. So you're not only getting haircuts and to lower the clothes. So the Ikar is, you see, the Hilkata, the Deen of the Mishnah, is the prohibition of haircuts is just Shavu Shachalbo, and the laundering prohibition is just Shavu Shachalbo, according to the Deen of the Mishnah. We, Ashkenazim, we do the haircuts for 3 weeks. Our Sephardic friends, I think, do it much less. Right? What? What is the Ramah saying? What halakha are you talking about? In terms of haircut? I don't think that's what the Ramah says at all. Where did you see the Ramah says that? Let me see. Quote what he said. Right. 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 Yeah, but
maybe.
Yeah, I don't. Right. Okay. So the minhag of Ashkenazim is we don't get haircuts for 3 weeks. That's the minhag of the Ramah, and as the Easter kibbutz, so that we do beginning on Rosh Chodesh Av. That's the way we Ashkenazim do it. And Sfardim, I think you do it all from Shavuot Shechavo. No. Sfardim, you do Shavuot Shechavo, right? For Tisbor, but for the eating the meat, you do from Rosh Chodesh, like we Ashkenazim, except some do from the second day of Av. Okay, let's take a look. Now, I think the simple pshat is you do from Rosh Chodesh Av. But then there are shitot that are mekil on Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay, now. Well, that's right. So people have a suda on Rosh Chodesh, right? That's part. Also, Rav Avadia brings down, I think, the minhag in Yerushalayim, I think was I think not do on Rosh Chodesh Av. But all right, let's take a look now. Rosh Chodesh Av the open class. So let's have a look at base. The Bechamishu was from the Kodesh Shabbat. Now it means if it can't happen with our luach, but if Tisha B'Av will come out on a Friday, so then on Thursday, which is Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Tana Mishnah says you're allowed to. Now this question: what you're allowed to do? It's certainly the kibbutz you could do, and there's a question whether the Tana is referring also to the sporet. But you could do kibbutz. You could launder the clothes that Thursday for quote Shabbos. Remember, Takanas Ezra is to wash clothes on Thursday for Shabbos. Okay, Erev Tisha B'Av. Now on Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yichol adam shnei tavshilin means the person at Sudam of Seket shouldn't have two cooked dishes. And in addition to which, he shouldn't eat meat and drink wine. So you see, the prohibition against meat and wine just looks like the Sudam of Seket is the way the Tana of the Mishnah has it, but we do longer. This is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Yeshana. So Rabbi Gamliel says you should make a shinui. So the Gemara is going to explain Zoi Rab Kadi had it. That if you normally have two tefshilin at your meal, have one tefshil. If you normally eat meat and drink wine, you'll have just, you know, meat and not wine. Like the Rabbi Huda Mechayev Kfir Amita. The Tana Rabbi Huda is Mechayev Kfir Amita. Kfir Amita means like you turn the bed over. It's like in Abelis they have this then. He says, V'lo hodu lo chacham. The chacham didn't agree with him. All right, now, Amar Shulam Liyalo, you've been supposed to show chacham Shasar B'chapakim Kippurim. So Shulam says that there were no greater Yom Tovin than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. That the young women in Yerushalayim would go out with borrowed white clothes. Now, they didn't want to embarrass. So in other words, even the wealthiest people would borrow clothes. Everybody's borrowing clothes that day. He says, so the poor people need to borrow the clothes. Well, they don't, but everybody borrows, so nobody feels embarrassed. So all of the clothes required to be in the mikvah, but we don't know who was in either, who wasn't. Now the Gemara is going to give a half a dozen reasons why Tu B'Av is yontif. Why, you know, what's so special about Tu B'Av? And Yom Kippur though is the day they have Slicha Mechila, so that's the day of atonement. Now, each year I usually speak about this before Tu B'Av, like the Mishnah says that there was no greater Yom Kippur than the Tamishah Sarbat Yom Kippurim. Really? So then Tu B'Av, no greater Yom Tov. I mean, Shavuot, Sukkot, Pesach, that's not greater than Tu B'Av, is greater than that. So what does it mean? So one answer that's given by the Shem Yishmuel is that everything is felt in its contrast. Everything is detected by its contrast. So the days before Tu B'Av are days of hitrachakut from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, days of distance from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Those are the period with 3 weeks. You know, excuse me, I just have to clear my throat. So let me just, excuse me.
One breath. the water? Not water?
I'm sorry. Anyway, so the days are days of Idrachuk, but distance from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when you have a day, a Yantiv, that shows up at a point, it was like, it's like light. Light is appreciated in a dark room. You appreciate the light so much more because you don't have the light. So now when you have a Yantiv that comes after such a miserable period of time, so then you appreciate that Yantiv so much more. So the Shem Yishmael has more on that. That's basically the basic idea he says. So let's see back on the Mishnah. We're on a couple of days. The first very wide line. So he says, the second wide line. Umay Yom wrote, what would the women say? Look at Yichus. You have to look at Yichus. Then, the second pasuk saying, like, Yiras Hashem is an important cloud. And Ba'omer, Tinula Mikriya Deha, Yihalu Bashar Maaseha. Give her from the fruits of her work and praise her for her work. Now, the Gemara is going to say at the end of the staff, the last staff, the cooling edit we'll do on Monday night when we have our Siyam, that there were three groups of women. The beautiful women would say, look at the beauty. The woman is for beauty. The ones with Yichus would say, look for Yichus. And the ones that didn't have beauty, didn't have Yichus, they would say, take up the shame Shemayim. Anyway, so now let's take a look back on the Gemara. He says, now this B'chein Hu'omer is like a general pasuk, not specifically talking about B'chein Hu'omer Tse'en Ered B'rot Tzion B'melech Shlomo Bat Rashid Rolimo B'yom Chanatun To B'yom Simchat Libo. Go out B'rot Tzion and Tse'en Ered B'rot Tzion B'melech Shlomo. Look at B'melech Shlomo. So B'melech Shlomo is code for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Rashid Ralimom, the crown that his mother gave him, so the mother is Knesset Yisrael. Yom Chatunato, Yom Simchat Libo, on the day of his chasana when he got married, on the day of his greatest happiness, Yom Chatunato Zematan Torah. So Zematan Torah is referring to Yom Kippur. In other words, that because that's the one we got Luchot Shniot was on Yom Kippur, and that's what we just referred to in the Mishnah. That was one of the great Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur. He says, Uviyom Simchat Libo is the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. So the Binyan Beit HaMikdash also was dedicated around the period of Yom Kippur. It's both speaking about Yom Kippur. Remember that they, the time of Shlomo Melech, that's when they dedicated the Beit HaMikdash. Kibaneb Mehir Rav Yameinu should be rebuilt with Mehir Rav Yameinu. All right. Who's the question? Comes slow as anything we did so far. All right. We have lots of time now. We can go nice and slow. All right. Let me take a look at my sheet to see if I have anything to say. 1 minute. All right. Any questions in the Zoom world? I guess not. All right. Let's see what we got here. Okay, this we got. Oh, all right. Let me just go over one thing we had before. all right. And actually, it's coming up. I'll do it in a little couple lines. Okay. Let's take a look back on the Gemara. Okay, around the sixth line. First line of the Gemara. We said that three times during the year, that Kohanim duchen four times during the day. So the Gemara says, Taniot, so the three times of the year were Taniot, Mamadot, and Yom Kippurim. So on each of those days, if I read and translate the words, it sounds like Kohanim will duchen at Shachris, and at Musaf, and at Mincha, and at Ne'ilah. Okay, on those 3 days, at the Taniot, the Mamadot, and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Taniot Mamadot, Mi'ik Musaf. So what do you mean? Is there a Musaf on the Taniot, the Mamadot? Where did the Musaf come from? There's no Musaf. So the Gemara says, Chisuri Mechzer, Bahaki Kitani. It's as if there are words missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way we should understand the Mishnah. Mishoshap Rakim, Konimusim Kapayim, Kosmachim Palin. That three times during the year, Konim Duchen, every time they daven. So in Eretz Israel, there are Sephardic friends, they duchen every day at Shacharis, right? And even in Eretz Yisrael, Ashkenazim duchen at Shacharis as well. So Shacharis is taken care of. Now we're talking about other times in the day they're gonna duchen. So there are three times in the year that you duchen every time you daven, is saying. He says, V'yesh me'in arba pa'min bayom, Shachar musaf min chunid sharim, And then there are some that are four times in the day. He says, and that's at Shacharis, Musaf, and Minchanila. That would have to be on Yom Kippur. So in other words, so means that the Taniot, the Mamadot, and they're fasting on the Mamadot as well. They would duchen every time that they would daven on those days. And then the Rashi taught us in the Mishnah, they said Ne'ila on those days as well. But to have the full complement of Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila, that would just be on Yom Kippur. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav Huwa, Zuzi Rav Meir. So Rav Nachman says in Rav Huwa that our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, but they do it four times in the day. About Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say, Shachri to Musaf, Yishram Siyat Kapayim, that they only do it at Shachris and Musaf. He says, Mincha Ne'ila Eben Siyat Kapayim. But Mincha Ne'ila, no dochening, and we'll see what's going on with that. He says, now it came out that all the days that were mentioned were really fast days, right? Taniot fast days, Mamadot fast days, and Yom Kippur is a fast day, right? So it came out all the fast days. So it's going to be a question where you have to be concerned that the Kohanim are shichros. In other words, the Kohanim are admonished not to be intoxicated. So do I have to, is that a concern for me or not? So it's going to come out. It's a din d'rabbanan by duchening. So we'll see in a minute. So he says, "Man chachamim. Who are the chachamim who disagree with the mayor and hold that the duchening is only at Shacharis and at Musaf on a fast day?" So Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, and we know that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are bar pluk to Rashas, the Tanya, because we learn in the Brisa. So the Brisa says Mefurash, like in our Mishnah, that Shacharis and Musaf and Mincha Ne'ila, they all have Mesiyat Tepayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and when lights go up, that's what we're looking for. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shacharis and Musaf, Yesh Mesiyat Tepayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only the first two. Shacharis and Musaf, that's Mesiyat Tepayim. Mincha Ne'ila, ain't that Mesiyat Tepayim. And then a third opinion is introduced. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ne'ila Yesh Mesiyat Tepayim. Ne'ila has the Siyat Tepayim, Mincha ain't ba Siyat Tepayim. So this is getting a little tricky now. So we have three opinions on a fast day. So the Tanakhama Reb Meir holds every tefillah has duchening. Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila. Rabbi Yehuda holds only Shacharis and Musaf, not Mincha, Ne'ila. And Rabbi Yossi holds Shacharis and Musaf, not Mincha, but yes, Ne'ila. Okay, those are the three opinions. Now, we have to figure out what are the sheep, why do they each hold the way they do? So, what's the point of dispute between these Tanaim? So, Reb Meir Savar, Kul Yoma Tamamailo, Parsi Kani Yadai Minchata, why is it that Konim don't duchen at Mincha every day? Why don't they duchen every day at Mincha? Mishum Shechrit. In other words, there's a concern that once they go off and eat during the day, they'll drink during the day as well, and we don't want them to duchen when they're drinking. And we'll come see, it's a Dinder Rabbanan that they shouldn't drink when they duchen. He says, Ha'inna like a Shechrit. So, on the days that they're going to do it, or all those tefillot at Mincha, there's nothing that everybody's fasting, so I'm not concerned about Shechra on that day. So I have a green light. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shachar to Musaf, the Kol Yom, Alo Shechra, Alo Gazru Gurabanan. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shachar to Musaf, it's never Shechriach Shechra. In other words, at no day during the year is it Shechriach Shechra at Shachar to Musaf, because you have your meal after Musaf. So I'm not worried. I'm not concerned about it. 365 days, I'm not concerned about it. Mincha ne'ila, the kol yoma shchicha shikrut, but mincha ne'ila, meaning those times of the day that you daven mincha and you daven ne'ila, that normally I am concerned about shikrut, gazru rabbanan. So if I'm in gzeira, we have one rule. And that's the rule. If it's a time when people normally would drink, so it happens today not drinking, but it's a time of the day when people normally drink, so no duchening. That's the point of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mincha de'ita before Yoma Gazru Barabanan. Rabbi Yehuda sort of agrees a little bit with the Shita from Tana Rabbi Yehuda. He says that Mincha, that we got Mincha the whole year, and there's a time that you would have, you know, imbibe in wine, so there goes a Rabbanan. But Ne'ila de'ita before Yoma, but with respect to the tefillah of Ne'ila, that it doesn't, that tefillah doesn't exist the whole year. That tefillah of Ne'ila only exists on a fast day. So Ne'ila, the late B'chol Yoma, lo gazru b'rabbanan. The coming word goes there on concerning Ne'ila. Now, I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav, halachic to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yudah saying the Rav halach follows Rabbi Meir, that you would look at all the tefillot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, nahagu'am to Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Yochanan is a little weaker than that. Rabbi Yochanan is a halakha. That's absolutely like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says that the people are no way like Rabbi Meir. The Rav Amar minag Rabbi Meir. It means like Yechidim adopted that, but not necessarily. So Mandamar lachik Rabbi Meir. The opinion says halakha follows Rabbi Meir. He says darshin la bapirka. So I would be dorish it at the Shir Klali. I would dorish people. This is a halakha like Rabbi Meir. You have to look and roll the tefillot. Mandamar minag. I wouldn't darshan it in the public shir, but if somebody came to ask me the halakha, I would say that's the halakha. Umandamar nagu, but the one who says nagu, just like yechidim, or knowing this way, I wouldn't be more at somebody to do it that way. But if he did it that way, it's done. I wouldn't say go back. Then, Rav Nachman amar, halakha to Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nachman says, no, the halakha follows Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was Shachris and Musaf and Ne'ilah, not Mincha. The halakha to Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Gemara says, the halakha follows like Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Gemara says, V'ha'idna ma'itama parsi kani yidaiva mincha tatanita. So the Gemara says, if halakha is like Rabbi Yossi, so I only look at Shachris and Musaf and Ne'ilah, so how come on the Taniyot, the Gemara is asking, we do it at Mincha? So the Gemara says, came into the Sabbath of Shkira Chama Kaparsi, that today we daven Mincha, the Gemara says, late in the afternoon, like close to nightfall. So they would daven Mincha earlier in the day in the previous generations. But now we daven Mincha later in the day. He says, Ketfila Ne'ilah Damya. He says, so it's like Ketfila Ne'ilah. Now, let me finish the Gemara. There's a piece I want to get into about having a meal on Shabbos before Musaf, which is shy after this whole discussion. Let me finish the Gemara and then we'll hopefully get to that. The Gemara says, the kulin amamiyad shikur asur b'nasiyat kapayim. But the yisod that everybody seems to hold is if a kohen has had wine, he's prohibited in duchening. So mananimili, where do we know this halacha from? So Amr b'shu ben Levi, mishum bar kapara, lama nisbecha parshat kohen mevarach parshat nazir. Now if you look in parshat naso, it mentions the parshat the nazir, is the person who takes this netter to, you know, he signs up to be a nazir, and nazir prohibits himself on wine. And then right afterwards, it has the Parsha, which we lay, or some people lay, on the first day of Chanukah. The Sephardic, our Sephardic friends lay on the first day of Chanukah. So he says, Lomar, why are those two next to each other in the Chumash? Why are those two Parsha next to each other in the Chumash? Lomar, Manazir Asur B'Yayin, the teacher, just like the Nazir, is prohibited in wine, of Kohen Mevarach Asur B'Yayin. So too, the Kohen who blesses the people has an Easter of having wine. So Matblav with Rabbi Zera, so the father of Rabbi Zera asks the strong kash of Amila Oshi Bar Zabda. If that's going to make the sushtel, like you have a hekesh between Nazir and Kohen, so I got more to connect up. Yima Nazir Asubakartsan, a Kohen Mavarech Asubakartsan. So the Nazir is Mechartsanim Yadzag Lo Yochel. The Nazir is prohibited, Khartsanim Yadzag, so there's machloket what the Khartsanim the Zag is. There's two shitot. Either the Khartsan is the peel and the Zag is the pit, or the other way around. But it's either the pit or the peel of the grape. But the Nazir is definitely prohibited on both of them. So just like the Nazir is prohibited, so maybe the Kohen is also, if he has like a grape pit, he can't do it. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kra, L'shvartol v'reich b'shmo. So there's another pasuk. It says that, yeah, I think this is in Parshat Shoftim, before the Egla Rufa, says L'shvartol l'breich b'shmo, says that the Kohanim serve in the base of Mikdash and give a bracha. Ma misharet mutar b'chartzan, just like a Kohen who serves in the base of Mikdash is permitted to have a chartzan, a pit or a peel. Af kohen mivarech mutar b'chartzan. So again, so the hekesh with Nazi would have left us kumra, but we have this other pasuk which is teaching us a kula that the Kohen could have the chartzan. So now, on the top line comes out of the Ima Misharei Balmum Lo. So if you're connecting to the Pasuk about Misharei, in other words, which connects like the Kohenim who serve in the base of Mikdash with the Kohenim who are Bilkening, Ima Misharei Balmum Lo. So a Balmum, a Kohen who's a Balmum, can't serve in the base of Mikdash. I've Kohenim Mavarech Balmum Lo. So then if I'm going to make that Sushdel, then a Kohen who's a Balmum, he also should not be able to Duchen. If I say it that way. So the Gemara says, ha'ikash the Nazir, but it's connected to the Nazir. He says, the Nazir he's a Baal Mum, he could be a Nazir. So too, the Kohen who's Baal Mum could give a bracha. So the Gemara says, how did you figure out with these Hakeshim, you know, one Hakesh is leading the Kula, one the Chumra. In one case, the Chumra would have been with Nazir, and then the Kula was Levarech Lishmael. The other one, the other way around. How did you figure out you're always doing it Lekula? In other words, like you're figuring out Lekula. Maybe I should do Lekumra in both cases. Maybe it should be Lekumra, that a Kohen who's Baal Mum, Mamela, he can't Duchen, and a Kohen who has even a piece of the pit, he can't Duchen.
He says, Asmach the Ninu, Migrabanan of Lekula. So the Gemara says, it's really, this whole thing is really a Din Rabbanan. In other words, really the Kohenim Duchening on a Din Torah, they could drink wine, but on a Din Rabbanan, they're not allowed to drink wine. And these psukim are just an aspakta, like a textual support to support the halakha. But it's really a din derabanan. And that's the halakha, the way that the chachamim came down. Okay, let me just do one piece about eating before musaf, then we got to call it a day. Now,
what can you explain again? What are the mamadot exactly?
Okay. It's the princess in question. I got to talk to her, and then we'll do this. Okay, so the mamadot are that we said in the base of Mikdash, there's a korban tamid that's brought every day.
Right.
So korban tamid is on behalf of all Klal Yisrael, the entire Jewish people. So when a person brings a korban, he's normally near the korban. He normally does smich on the korban. So I can't have 5 million Jews in the Beis Hamikdash. So there's a delegation of Jews who are in the Beis Hamikdash, Yisraelim, and they're representing the whole people. And then they're fasting and saying tefillot that the korbanot should be accepted. And then there are delegations of Jews in each city who are shayach to that ma'amad, and there are 24 shifts. So they have a kriyas haTorah and they're davening and they're fasting that the korbanot should be accepted. Okay, now I have to just.
So are they?
What?
Are these only on fast days that they're fasting, or they're fasting?
No. The mama goes on for a week. In other words, just like the mishmar, but they fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We did that in the Mishnah. Okay.
Right. Okay. I wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me make this quick. Okay. Now. Now we said in the Bryce and the Gemara that Rabbi Huda said Shachris and Musaf, so the Kohenim could duchen at because there's no meal, there's no shachris there, but Mincha then I have to worry about it, and the Ilu also, and those people would eat after Musaf. So the Rush writes the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that from this Gemara is evident that one is not permitted in the Dam Rashai to eat before Musaf. Because if it was permitted, then Kohenim should not bless the people at that time, similar regarding Mincha and Ila. In other words, you see in the Gemara that he's not choshesh that people have shikras before Musaf. That means I'm not eating before Musaf. So the Rush says, it's a siman, you're not supposed to eat before Musaf. What is this? Okay, now, he says, the Shulchan Aruch codifies this position and rules that it's permitted to snack, eat some fruit or a small quantity of bread or cake, but it's permitted to partake of a meal. That's the way the Mechaber brings down a Shulchan Aruch. Now, I don't have time, but the Bach disagrees with what the Shulchan Aruch says, and he says when Rabbeinu Chananel says Iyat HaRashoi, it doesn't mean it's prohibited. He just means that the Queen Letter Law, there's no prohibition, and the reason you're not allowed permitted a meal is the common custom was that way. All right. Anyway, right. Okay. So it's not such a passion in Michael was saying that there are people who break before Tkiyat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because it goes so many hours, but the truth is that halacha isn't so pashut. Okay, I gotta wrap it up at this point in time.
Robin.
Okay, let me end the recording, then we'll talk about CM for one second.